I think it would be interesting at this point in our program to compare the style of Cozzolani with her more famous contemporary, Barbara Strozzi, whose music we featured a couple of times on Into the Light. Strozzi did not live in a convent nor write sacred music. She wrote mostly on the topic of love. Barbara Strozzi was born in 1619 and died in 1676, a year before Cozzolani's death and 9 years before Bach's birth in 1685. Born in Venice, she was the adopted and possibly illegitimate daughter of the poet Giulio Strozzi. She studied with Francesco Cavalli, one of the first composers to write in the form of a cantata. The invention of the form was once attributed to her. She was a great performer, a singer and lutenist, but her singing had to be contained in private performances since only ladies of ill repute sang in public in 17th century Italy. So her route to getting her music out to the general public was to have it published. And published she did. She published 8 books of her compositions during her lifetime. They contain over 100 works, all vocal music, mostly for solo voice and continuo. She was one of the most prolific composers of secular music in the century. Her style is very lyrical, very grateful for the soprano voice. She frequently used puns on her name in the texts. Probably she sang most of the music herself at academic meetings of her father's renowned academy, the Accademia delle Unisoni, at which she also suggested the subjects on which members exercised their debating skills. We'll listen to her cantata on the unsatisfactoriness of distance for lovers. Ore già che non posso dall'idolo mio. It ends with the typical Strozzian emphasis on the act of singing. The passionate text is by Aurelio Aureli. Orus, now that I cannot speak of my pain to my distant idol, take with you in your flight to the breast of Lido my ardent sighs. But do not detain yourselves, O winds. I fear that my flames will melt your ice, and that with the heavens ignited by that profound ardor of mine, the world may once more be consumed in flames. This heart of mine, which finds itself far from the sphere of your fire, never reposes and tries in vain to find it anywhere. Insanity is in the distance, and wounds of the heart never heal, and the coarse pain grows and penetrates more deeply in me with each passing hour. So that his blows will be more powerful, Cupid distances the unfaithful one like the string from the bow. So as I navigate towards other places, other sands separate me from my love, and I feel in my heart the increasing sharpness of the lightning bolts of the God of love. Bring me back, O chains, to the beauty which bound me, fortunate loved one. Then I will sing, fortunate loved one. Then I will sing that the vain distance provokes fresh wounds in the heart which it cures not.